This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu held talks at the presidential villa in Abuja today. Both leaders reviewed the strategic partnership between the two countries and discussed further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. Prime Minister termed the discussions as productive. He said they talked about adding momentum to the strategic partnership. Mr. Modi said there is immense scope for ties to flourish even further in sectors like defence, energy, technology, trade, health, education and more. Sharing his remarks during delegation-level talks with President Tinubu, Prime Minister Modi said India accords high priority to its strategic partnership with Nigeria. The Prime Minister said both nations have been working together to deal with challenges like terrorism and piracy. The Prime Minister thanked the Nigerian President for deciding to honour him with Grand Commander of the Order of the Niger, GCON. Mr. Modi stated that this is an honour which is not just for him, but for all Indians. He added that this is a testament to the age-old ties between India and Nigeria. Several memorandums of agreement, MOUs, were exchanged following the talks in the presence of Prime Minister Modi and President Tinubu. With only one day left for campaigning for the second phase of assembly polls in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra, senior leaders of various political parties are making an all-out effort to woo the voters. Polling in the two states will be held on Wednesday. In Maharashtra, addressing a rally in Nashik, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari said the NDA government has implemented several new schemes for the welfare of different sections of the society in the last 10 years. Senior BJP leader and Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis held a mega road show in Nagpur. On the other hand, Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a public meeting in the city. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra held a rally in Garchiroli district. She claimed the ruling alliance leaders were trying to divert attention from real issues. Later, the Congress leader conducted a roadshow in Nagpur. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar held a rally at Solapur. In Jharkhand, 38 seats are going to polls in the second phase in the state. Addressing election meetings in Bokaro and Dhanbad, BJP President JP Nadda accused Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren for rampant corruption and misrule in Jharkhand. On the other hand, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren, addressing an election meeting at Dumka, accused the BJP of misusing central agencies against him. Delhi Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Kailash Gehlot has resigned from the party. In his resignation letter to AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal, Mr. Gehlot said that the party is facing grave challenges. He alleged that political ambitions have overtaken the party's commitments towards the people, which has left many promises unfulfilled. Union Minister for Textiles Giriraj Singh has said that the centre's Vision Next program will provide an impetus to the textile manufacturing industry. Speaking to the media after a review meeting at the National Institute of Fashion Technology in Chennai, Mr. Singh said, currently the textile industry employs 4.6 crore people, and this figure is expected to grow to 6 crores by 2030. In Ukraine, 5 persons were killed as Russia launched large-scale aerial attack, targeting energy infrastructure across the country and causing widespread damage. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said 120 missiles and 90 drones were launched during a massive combined strike on all regions of Ukraine. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in severe category, with an air quality index AQI of 447 recorded at 5 this evening. Besides, the India Meteorological Department has forecast shallow fog in Delhi and NCR during the night and morning hours over the next 2 days. In hockey, India is playing against Japan in the final group stage match of the Women's Asian Champions Trophy at Rajgir in Bihar. India registered their fourth straight win in as many games yesterday, beating China 3-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.